CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kakmo?
Aba shaba na babalu.
He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my new friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this place.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kakmo.
Mina ngiyawuthethisikasi ngithanda ukusibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantwana basekasi amafleki. Hello nice, hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Professor Murupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi.
Hey, and welcome to it, man. It's the Unleashed Show every Wednesday from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. right here on CliffCentral.com. And you know, this is the kind of show where we just talk about things that people don't want to talk about in relationships, you know. We are the guys that actually we scratch until we get blood because we want to know what's really going down. And I want to say welcome to it. You know, it's the best hour of the week. So call your friends in the office, call your friends everywhere and just tell them that Kagmo is on the radio, or aka Kagiso Murupi. So today, as usual, you know that when we do the show, we always invite our celebrity guest that's going to hash out these issues with us. And today, I'm telling you, the aircon is not working. The aircon is just not working for me. She's amazing. She's amazing. And, you know, you guys know her as, well, let me not say who first, but she's a businesswoman. She's got her own communications company. She's hired me before. So she's, she's been my voice. She's got the most amazing, crazy laugh, which is Kokasi laugh. But she's such a funky person. And, you know, compared to some of the roles that you guys know her for, and, you know, she's been everywhere. She's mostly known for her role on Isibaya as one of Mpiake Zungu's wives.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And she plays Phumelele right there, and yes, which is the younger wife, right? Or the second wife.
The favorite wife.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayanda Buroto is in the building. Hello, darling.
Darling.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Steven.
You know, I'm good. I've always said I have never seen you uchahile. Like I've never seen you, you know, usi organized. I've never seen you in tracksuit pants and ungekho right. I always just see you hot. What's up?
Huh?
Are you trying to keep Mr. Buroto on his toes?
No, I'm trying to keep myself on my toes.
Oh, okay. So is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep myself on my toes.
Are you good though?
I'm good. How are you?
What's been happening in your life? Tell us.
You're
a lot, Nef, because you are just busy with everything.
I'm busy with a lot of things. But yeah. Mostly I'm busy with happiness this year.
Happiness?
Yeah.
It's a four-letter word.
Yeah, when lalela. I'm so busy with happiness, it's not funny. I was telling my friend, Ukuthi, I'm just happy. It's like, it was such a major decision for me in 2017. Ukuthi, this year, I just want to be happy. I don't care what comes, I don't care what may be, I just want to be happy.
So is it like, this sounds like forced happiness. Like
it's forced.
It's
not forced. It's mindset shift. It's a mindset shift where I'm saying it doesn't matter what comes.
Yeah.
Because I'm realizing, Ukuthi, you know, the universe will dish what you give out.
Yeah.
So if you're anxious and if you're, you know, you're worried and if you're, you're like, ah, things are not really working out well,
yeah,
then it comes back to you tenfold.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, we're gonna shift it a bit this year.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna be happy. And I don't care what I'm happy about. I'm just happy.
You're just happy.
I'm happy.
You're
you
happy.
Can fart, I'll be happy.
Really?
I'm just happy.
I've been holding it in. I've been holding it in because you are here. So now I know I've got the leverage to just
do you, boo.
Do it.
Do
Let
you,
me
boo.
Just do me. Why not? So today we're talking about a very interesting topic. You know, we're talking about role reversals. We're talking about, you know, if you're a man, and I mean, because there's certain stigmas about what a man is supposed to be in a relationship and what a woman's supposed to be in a relationship. But is there any point where we get to reverse these things? You know, does this mean at some point we're gonna see me kastepe ying frefi dupu or something, you know, or should I be in the kitchen, or maybe you should be the one that's hustling out there? So that's the question for today. Role reversals. Do you think that you know, how do you feel about it? Actually, there's no question to it. How do you feel about it, about role reversals? And you can send us your voice notes to 079-748-2090, and the number is 079-748-2090. We are hanging out with Ayanda Buroto.
That's bread for you.
Yeah, man. So let's get into it. You play on Isibai.
Yep.
Right? And I mean, we always just see, you know, Mbiyake going out there and hustling, and we see, you know, you and my favorite Celeste. Okay, I'll say you my favorite.
The gem.
And we see you guys, you know, you're always at home taking care of. Is this something that you believe in? Or what do you think the role of a man should be in a relationship, and what the role of a woman should be in a relationship?
I think for me.
Yeah.
Let's start with who defines these things. Like,
yeah,
who died,
yeah,
and rose again,
yeah,
and said,
this is what,
this is the role of the woman,
yeah,
and this is the role of
a man.
The man.
Yeah.
Let's just,
that's a very good question.
Maybe we need to unpack that a little bit. And of course I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue, because I wasn't here 2,000 years ago. I wasn't here.
Yeah.
You know, when the earth was created. But I do think that the representation of powerful women in history, you know, we know when we read history books, there were goddesses,
yeah,
in prehistoric times, and for some reason, you go and you Google her now, there isn't a lot that's written about Nandi, even though she was such a pivotal part of Shaka's life, and Shaka's, and you know, let's not go there. But we know that there are many women, many pivotal women in history who possess so much power and authority,
yeah,
who ruled empires.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We don't see,
yeah,
this power in today's world.
Yeah.
We don't,
yeah,
see this power in today's world. And it seems like there's a deliberate attempt,
yeah,
you know, to shift what was
there
to
is,
become
there is.
What,
yeah,
it, what
and
it
it's
should
slowly
be
happening.
To serve,
yeah,
something else.
I take it by girl child to work. Yeah. I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
I
say
am
that.
For it.
Only
I
only
take
you
a
could
girl child to work.
Only,
yeah.
You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, we have to start by unpacking and deliberating as to who defined these roles.
Look, we can unpack it, but we don't have the answers.
Yeah, we don't have.
And the thing is, we are here now.
Yeah.
And when you look at it currently, right? The roles of a man, and I'm going to go out and say this, are kind of seen as the man is the protector of the house. The man must go and hustle, you know, and women were, let's take it back a little, maybe say from the 50s. And the woman is a natural, you know, she must take care of the home, cook, raise the kids. How do you feel about that? Is this what it is?
It definitely isn't for me.
Yeah.
It is for the world and society. It is what society dictates.
Yeah.
To serve a certain, for me, definitely to serve a certain patriarchal agenda.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it should be that way.
Okay.
I don't believe that it should
from
be
a,
that
from
way.
A woman's perspective.
From a woman's perspective.
Now, I like that woman perspective. Mm. So the thing is, right now, do you think that women are the ones that actually perpetuate this thing where they actually, you know, say, Uchi, Mina, I want infunindota a sevenzayo. Like, because ukusebenza, literally, when a man works, that's him providing.
Mina ngifuna sebenze sobabili.
Okay, but I'm just saying, do you think that a lot of women are playing a role in actually keeping this alive?
I do. I would have to agree with you there. I do think they are playing a role in keeping it alive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just from a point of not knowing any better.
Yeah.
That's just from a point of a foundation and background that says that is the way it should be. You know, I remember once my mom walked into the room and my husband, you know, like I've just been
I don't know anything, that laugh says you know something. It says it's that laugh says I know that there's always hair on the floor and I hate it. I hate it. There's hippies, there's ing.
Okay. So
I want to buy a kakala and garage.
I'm going to cut my braids, and I think something was stuck. I don't remember, but he was helping me. He was assisting me.
Yeah.
And my mom walked in.
No, but it was stuck.
Yeah. And then
so he didn't start from scratch.
No, he started from scratch on other occasions.
Okay.
He's helped me with
before.
You know, before.
Yeah.
It's not an issue in my house.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom walked in and she was horrified.
Yeah.
She was completely, like, so embarrassed.
Yeah.
She wanted to dig a hole and hide.
Yeah.
And she called me aside and said, Ayanda, he's got hands. There wasn't anybody else.
Man, I love your mom. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
And she couldn't explain it. Like, ayenziwa madoda. Madoda, you know, you can't, you know. And of course, understanding.
Exactly.
And so I was, okay.
Yeah.
But I think this is why. It's because we are raised...
in that way.
We are raised in that way.
Yeah.
We are raised by women who were raised in that way.
You see, now this thing is getting heated. And I want to say, do these women know something that we don't? Because here's the thing, you know. Okay, before, but I want to talk about how I got reprimanded.
Mm.
I mean, you know, my wife and I, we were a small family at that time.
Mm.
And we just had a kid. So, you know, the in-laws came and me as a modern husband, you know, I cooked, but they got there after I cooked. And after I took the plates and, you know, I got called in to say, listen, I know you guys, Mamazal, I know you guys do this when we're not here. But when we are here, I'm just asking for when we are here, please don't do it. Right? Because it doesn't look right. Now, going back to this thing, and I'm saying, do these women know something that we don't? Because I sit with men today, and the complaints that they complain about, old guys who are married, middle-aged guys who are married, and even guys who got married younger, the certain things that they complain about, and they go back to this, what we're talking about roles.
I think for me then the question becomes, so what would you rather have? Ufunu unkosikazi osebenza okusizayo?
Yeah.
Or ufunu unkosikazi ozoba isigqila sakho ozo cleaner apheke? You know. So what is it you want? And here's the other thing for me where again it becomes it's not balanced because we'll say okay, men by virtue of the status quo, as in, you know, men are supposed to protect and provide.
Yeah.
And yet, if we are both working,
yeah,
you say to me, no, where now you'll take care of aunt and Lini.
Yeah.
You'll take care of 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
But maybe they're not as much as me.
Yeah.
I also find
so
it's not balanced.
Yeah.
Because you are saying, I must still bring something to the table.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I must cook for you and do all these things.
But did I actually say you must bring something to the table? Because you see, there's conversations that
there's conversations that happen. But when I get to tell us, siya felan, you say no, when no love, because me na vela I'm the man.
Yeah.
I'll take care of the bond.
Yeah.
The cars, don't worry. The big stuff.
The big stuff.
You take care of the small stuff.
Which is still about being a man.
I know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna take care of anything, take care of all of it.
All right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because if you are saying, at least nige u 30% of umholo wakho to cover whatever else.
Yeah.
Then it means now ngicela u 30% wesikhathi sakho.
Yes.
To do
what
is domestic.
Yeah.
I'll call it domestic.
Yeah.
Right? So I think for me that's the bit that's confusing because it's not balanced.
You see, there's a question I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to ask you this question, you know, halfway through our show, but I think the conversation's going there.
Okay.
And let's talk about nature. Let's take away the money, take away everything, the job, take away everything. Nature. What does nature say?
No, you know what, Gatlis, let's talk about common sense.
No,
let's talk about,
you know, common sense. I'll tell you where common sense comes in, right? Common sense comes in when I'm pitching in. Common sense comes in when you are pitching in your 30%. Let's talk about nature. We'll get to common sense. I want to talk about nature. Naturally, who gives birth?
The woman, of course.
And there is no ways a man can angelise, right? And
never
breastfeed, right? So kind of, doesn't nature kind of say, you as a woman are a natural? And we're not talking about cleaning. Take cleaning out of your mind. And natural. And as a man, you know, when there's no food in the house, who do you look to? Let's talk about when there's a rat in the house. It just comes naturally, Guti. Okay, I'm scared of a rat too. Mara, I can't be like, eh, love, when am I mangale? Nature. Doesn't nature just tell it to us naturally?
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you, and I think it's a very good point. But I also think that nature is dictated to us.
Yeah.
I do.
By
environments.
Okay.
By environments, yeah. By circumstances.
Yeah.
When I say, I mean, of course, the this topic is a lot more than just about role reversal. It's about the patriarchal nature of the world that we live in.
Yeah.
I once posted a thing on Instagram where I was saying, and it goes back to the nature enabling, the enabling environment that allows this thing to be perpetuated. I was at a restaurant with my family.
Yeah.
We're having lunch.
Yeah.
I have a 2-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Needs the nappy change.
Yeah.
But what could I do? I'm still eating. Everybody else is still eating.
I can just feel all the guys right now listening.
Right?
They're going, yo. Logic says. Yeah.
Well,
common sense
says, so you go take the baby and change the nappy.
Yeah.
But instinctively
in nature,
during my meal,
a part of nature,
I get up
and
I'm about to change the baby and my husband says, no, but love, and you know what, I'm at restrooms, I'm at best list, I'm at baby changing stations.
Right
Only recently the Obamas actually introduced I don't know what, it's a bill in the US. We call it a bill where they're forcing public restrooms to have baby changing stations in men's. And I'm saying this is nature. This is an environment enabling something and then calling it natural.
Yes.
This is an environment enabling.
So let me get you. You're saying that there's nature, but then there's also an environment that influences nature.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was no, what more do you say? There was, no, Like when Gagwas go shinchingani.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter how much he wanted to. It doesn't matter how much of very involved father he is.
Yeah.
He couldn't because uzomshintshelaphi.
So now here we go now. Let's go back to what you wanted to talk about, which was common sense. And for me, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, he's saying, Stendhal son, you know, you're still eating. Mm. Let me do this. Because he does this at home, right? Do you think that sometimes if women, you know, like Kakul is men, if a man starts doing the things that are meant to kind of be done by, because instinctively you want to change them down because that's part of your nurturing thing. Do you feel, Uguti, sometimes women take advantage of it in such a way that they stop appreciating it? In a way, Uguti, it's just part of what we need to do. You know, so nyadla mina, he must change or he must cook, you know, and take for granted of it. And now start being upset when, or be in competition, Uguti, pheka wena namhlanje. How do you feel about that? As a Zulu woman, I mean,
take the Zulu away, boo.
Lalela, ubuya entuzuma.
Take the Zulu away.
Ubuya entuzuma. I'm saying, do you think, what's your take on that?
You know, somebody said, it was a tweet I once read, and somebody was saying, you know, we should really appreciate good fathers and fathers who are involved in their children's lives. And but then he saying that is like thanking fish for living in water or thanking fish for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I think. I think
it must just be natural.
I think it should just be natural. I think it is society that has created roles.
Right.
It should be natural. Because at the end of the day, abantwana bakho. So what happens?
What
happens mangula and I can't lift the finger?
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you see, you're bringing a situation into it. We want to tackle this thing without situations.
Mm.
When I am sick, as a man, you'll probably go out and we are next door and actually and ask for bread. And that's still now you providing because maybe I'm in the situation.
Mm.
But where I am not in a situation, let's take away situations. I'm a man, I'm built, but at the end of the day, I'm sitting on the couch and you go out and you hustle for bread.
Yeah, but
how do you feel about that? But I'm saying, how would you feel about that as a woman? Naturally, what does that do to you? Isn't this what leads to now a woman having affairs? Because here's a guy, he's not doing anything, and he's supposed to provide. Let's bring this home. If you are the only one bringing the bacon, and uburoto uhlezila pa Sunday times, and he actually even complains about, why didn't you bring today's newspaper?
Yeah. It's hard. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That would be a hard situation to deal with.
Yeah.
It would be a hard situation to deal with, but again, I want to take away the role reversal aspect of it. It would just be a hard situation to deal with, even if it was another woman you are living with, and they're not bringing in anything, and you're doing all the work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even just about ukuthi umuntu wami and he should be providing. If I was living with another individual, never mind ukuthi they are male or female, never mind that they are husband or if you are living with your bro.
Let's be honest. Yeah, and I get that. We're not talking about my bro here.
No.
Not talking about my bro here. We're talking about my girl here. All right. Let's talk about my girl. I go to work. I don't think there's a man that will ever complain. If he's going to work and we are sebenza, and when he gets home, he's just welcomed by the smell of raja, you know? And it's not an expectation.
Because you bring home the bacon, there is an expectation that I should be a certain way. Is that what you're saying?
And maybe that's what we're
talking about. Because this is the question for me.
But you see, that's also what we're talking about, and which is saying now, let's reverse the roles.
Mm.
Does this mean, Uguti, if you are working and I'm not working, I can sit and nipeg newspaper all day? Or do you also kind of expect when you walk in to be welcomed by the smell of raja?
Yes, I would be expecting to be welcomed by the smell of raja.
And would you kind of want to see the kids bathed?
Yes, of course.
So what happens if you find it's not like that?
If we're not already married,
yeah,
you can bet your life.
We ain't getting married. Yeah.
If we are married, it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
And if there are already kids in the setup, anyway, I'm trying to be realistic.
Yeah. Please do.
If there are kids in the setup already, it does become a difficult one. But I think it's a. You see, for me, the problem is we're not having the conversations between couples.
Yeah.
It's a conversation to have.
Yeah.
I can't just bank on what I assume,
mm-hmm.
I think, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And assume that by you knowing what the society expects this of you, so you should know that. Oh, I can't yeah. expect that.
Yeah.
So I think there definitely needs to be some kind of conversation between the two of us, because my expectations
yeah.
should be very clear to you, and yours should be very clear to me. Otherwise, we can't move forward.
Yeah.
Because we're moving yeah. forward to Siagupi, because we haven't established where we are going.
Yes.
The expectations should be very, very yeah. clear. So, you know, and I think that's the problem. The problem is we're
I like what you're saying.
There's so much assumption, because mm-hmm. we assume
mm-hmm.
men know what society expects, or men know what I expect as a woman.
Yeah.
And we're working on assumptions, and we're not talking.
You know, I met this woman last week, and she said that, you know, and she's young. She's like 23, recently just got married. And she was, you know, she boldly said, which, you know, before we got married, one of the first things I said to my husband, I am not that cooking woman.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that? Because I have a follow-up question
to
say, you know, how, and like, I don't want to influence your answer. How do you feel about a girl, and you're a mother of two sons, right?
Yeah, mother with three kids.
With two boys.
And a daughter.
How would you feel if your son told you that, Lalela, Mina and my future, you know, or my fiance, you know, have spoken about this, and we decided, Uchi, she's not that girl who cooks.
Good for you, boy.
Okay.
Love you to bits.
Now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Because I don't preach. I was called somewhere where I was asked to go and speak to girls about being domesticated and how to be a good girl.
Yeah.
And I refused.
Yeah.
I don't teach kids to be domesticated. Yeah. I don't teach girls to be domesticated. I teach girls to be responsible.
To be liberated. Not domesticated, but liberated.
Responsible instead of domestication.
Yeah.
Because when you're responsible, the domesticated chores
come naturally.
Uh-huh. They're not a thing.
Uh-huh.
And when you teach boys to be responsible, the domesticated chores, whatever it is,
yeah.
they come naturally. And so for me, I sit and I say, if my son said the wife doesn't want to cook, and I wouldn't have a boy like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a boy like that. You know why? Because I don't have a husband like that. And you know why I don't have a husband like that?
Because
his father
was not like that. See, me and your husband are the same.
Mm.
Ish, if only. But you see, that's the thing. I also grew up in that home where I'm actually a neat freak.
Yeah.
You know, I clean, I do all these things, and it comes naturally for me.
Mm.
But I want to go back and ask you a question now about your daughter.
Mm.
If your daughter came back with the same thing and says, "Mom, I've met Utsepo, and Utsepo says, you know, he's not the guy that just ayosebenza. He just likes to live life, like hang out. You know how these kids like speak today,
yeah.
right? I just hang out, man, chill. Let's just go with the flow."
Mm.
How would you feel about that?
Well, I'm not thinking about it.
The advice would be, okay, well, that's your problem. But ngaphakathi, what does that do to you?
And again, because my default is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I know is what I've been taught by the world.
Yeah.
So, of course, ngekuzekuhlale kahle, because you're thinking, oh my gosh, is this person going to be able to take care of my child?
Yeah.
But then, what it says to me is that I should have been a good enough parent to teach my child
her.
To raise a daughter that is able to take care of herself.
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, Ayanda Woroto is still in the building, and you hang out with us on cliffcentral.com. Tell your friends, tell your family to just go to cliffcentral.com. Mawu ngena data hamba uyo iphande iguma Pakistan ikona baba. Hamba uyo iphande, hamba uyo phande iphande. And just, you know, hang out with us, man. All you have to do is just go to cliffcentral.com. And we want to hear you. We want to hear your voice notes. You know, send us the number on 079-748-2090. And we are coming back with your voice notes right after this.
Unleashed with Kagiso Morupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Morupi.
Yashisa, we still hang out with the ever so beautiful, ever so talented Ayanda Woroto. You guys know her as Usphumelele, ne?
Pumele.
Madlamini. On Isibaya, she's a businesswoman, but she's also a good friend of mine, and she talks too much, and I like that.
Takes one to see one.
And she's so fun to hang out with, man. And today we're talking about role reversals. Does this mean, Uguti, when I'm a man, I'm stuck to certain things that I need to do? Am I a provider, or can the roles be reversed? And we're hashing this thing out, and we're going back to like where it started. And I said, "Which, you know what? Let's not go back to where it started. Let's talk about the now." You know. So here's the thing. We work. We both work.
Yeah.
And I lose my job.
Yeah.
Right. And does this mean, Uguti, I need to go nyokoropi tupung tunuselapa, you know, and just make sure that the house is clean? And that's what we were talking about when you said common sense, right? And you said, "Good, no, but if you marry a guy that's already domesticated, that's like a bit of a compromise, right?" And I like that compromise thing. Do you think that some people can with compromise become accustomed to or comfortable with, and now start to see it as an expectation? Let's say in Jengawe, now I am not working, and you are providing. Can I now, as a man, start, you know, maybe being lazy and just not look for work and be comfortable with the fact that you are hustling? And can I be comfortable in this role? Because some roles are very nice.
Yeah, I suppose you can be. But the truth of the matter, Kahliso, is that I've had 3 kids in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not like a cool.
Yeah.
I've had 3 kids in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to go through pregnancy,
yeah,
the emotional stress mm-hmm. of being pregnant, and then newborn.
Yeah.
And mind you, my two boys, my daughter is 15 now, but my two boys, Bashiana, go 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So to have two very young, small children, like even going home now is like an issue, because I have to psych myself up. Like,
yeah.
I have to psych.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing that a lot of men
mm-hmm.
don't really know
mm-hmm.
what women
go through. Explain.
Well, I just did. Have you been pregnant?
Do women
being pregnant, how does that feel like? How does that feel like?
You know.
You know.
And ngapha umuntu ufuna into zakhe.
Yes, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just too much. It's too much. And ngapha, you're still chasing your own dreams and what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean what, just because you've had babies, life must stop. You still want to, you, of course, you have to dedicate
time
to this.
I like what you're saying. But do you think that, how do you feel about, mama bit, women in the 50s, saying that, you know, girls today are just, you're too, English.
Yeah,
tete. Tete mang English tete. Yeah. Tete. Yeah.
Papa Penny style.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's funny. I was having a conversation with my friend on my way here, mm-hmm. and she's talking about how
complacent. I was just thinking about it. Complacent. Complacent.
She was talking about, and it's not just girls. It's the generation of it's the generation we are raising. The generation we are raising. We are raising a complacent generation. We are raising a generation that doesn't think because they are told how to, and they don't process.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls. This is the generation we are raising. But ikakhulukazi the boys.
Yeah.
Because like Michelle Obama, love Michelle Obama, but like she once said,
it's a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
She's turning 52.
Oh really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 52 looks good on her.
She's my girl. She called me this morning.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I missed her call. That's why. She was like, girl.
Hey. Yeah. She was trying to holler at you. But it's
So, and she was saying, Guti, we raise girls, and abafana se abaprotect.
Yeah.
We raise girls and we protect the boys, and that, and yet there's this, and I then took it further to say, and then there's an expectation that the protected boy must marry the girl who was raised.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. Something needs to shift.
Something drastic needs to shift. Heavy. And now.
And in fact, I was going to the point where I was saying, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying something about she now has to pick up the kids at 2 o'clock or something, whatever. But home is not too far from where school is.
Yeah.
And she was explaining to them, on some days, you're just going to have to walk because I can't have this thing drilled. I have a life, you know. So she was saying, there are days when you are going to have to walk. And I'm saying, in fact, why don't they walk?
Yeah.
Why don't they walk?
Well, we live in a world where, you know, kids get snatched.
We do live in a world that kids get snatched, but I'm not talking about kids abana 5 or ngikhuluma ngeingane
esekhulile. Yeah. Umuntu angakwazi ayilwele.
And there's three of them. Yes, abake bayilwele. Lalela. And mina, there was never a time.
Yeah.
Never. And I'm not talking about isikole sasikudeka.
Yeah.
Mina ibus ngangigibela ngo 6:15.
Yes.
Estopini kwafanele ngibe sestopini ngo 10:06.
Entuzumi
yangisa.
Umoya wenzani?
Ngiyakuphi ngiya le Rosberg.
Wenzani umoya?
Ngifika ngobani ngifika ngo 7:30. You hear me?
I hear you.
I never once got snatched.
Amen.
Never. Up until matric, never got snatched. It happened nothing. Yazi njengoba injalo. Ngangigibela ibus.
And the nominees are Isibaya just came out the rapper. Yeah.
Like I'm just saying, this is what I'm saying. Like, if you guys have a fan, we're on a different topic now. But
young Kwatisa Njele, you guys have a fan. But here's I want to get into this for this half hour of the show that's left. Did our parents know something? You know, the 50s parents tried to drill something into girls. Remember before you got married, there was a thing you would uyalaiwa. Uyatshela ukuthi ekhaya, how are you going to now build this new home that you have? And as men would also be called into a crawl where you get told ukuthi as a man this is what you do, and obviously with some cultures they go to initiation schools and where they get told about this. Did these people know? Because we're seeing too many divorces now. And when you sit and have conversations about why they're divorcing, the biggest issue that actually leads to infidelity is these little minor things that we're talking about. Yeah, and if it's money, then it's the man supposed to provide, or if it's angiphathwa kahle la, because then I'm gonna meet with some girl who loves cooking, who would cook for me, where I come back home and there's
problem.
No food. But I'm saying, did our, and I want to start with the boys, and then I want to go to the girls.
It's two things for me.
Yeah.
The values have been diluted.
Right.
The value system.
Mm-hmm.
Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were, I once, and it just came out. Mm-hmm. Just came out.
Yeah.
I once, in fact, I think you were there, but it wasn't just that one day when we were at Orange Farm and we were talking to the young girls and the young boys.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are things that were embedded in our culture and traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Just how we do things as an African people.
As an African people, yeah.
You know, omunye umuntu indaba ukuthi mangene sasingene kamarini lamani nobaba. I remember.
Hey, abakichima
I remember. that there were things that we were taught growing up that sometimes you don't even understand where they come from.
Yeah.
Because you don't understand what did it mean.
Yeah.
But masengimdala, I think about it, I realize, you know, even emzin womuntu, somebody's house, tina umuzongena enter when you are entering somebody's house, you take off your shoes. Somewhere in me, I remember.
And right now you've got your wife's friends going into your bedroom and they putting on lotion. Joe, my friend, can't you just wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is what we are missing. African culture was teaching us.
Yeah.
Ikamela lamantaba dala is sacred space. If we ingani, ekuleyas. Ubuti awufuneki lapho. It would be very difficult for you as a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old girl to go into another woman's bedroom.
Yes. Yes.
Because you know, sacred space.
Bebasifundisana. And that's what I'm saying. Some things, and I like what you're saying with African culture, it's just African culture was not direct.
Yes.
It was always chigacho, you know. But it told you something, because now you find somebody at, no, my friend ufage something that caused a rift between. And I'm talking witchcraft. Ufage a rift, something that causes a rift between me and my partner, and that's why I'm divorced today.
Yeah.
Because they were jealous of the happiness.
Yes.
So abantu abadala bathi ungangeni ekamereni. Bebathini?
Kwakukuhlonipha umshado and the union of two people to say this is sacred space.
Yeah.
This is not just sacred space as in the four walls.
Yeah.
The bedroom is sacred space.
Yeah.
That is sacred space.
Yeah.
Bashatil. You can't just do zenzele. You can't just ukuzenzela umungena into somebody's house ukhumula icathulo. You know eBhayibhelini mangabe babethi bayokhuluma nomoya ongcwele babekhumula icathulo, they would not step onto holy ground.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is what I used to envision, ukuthi when you entered somebody's house, you were entering holy ground, because you were respecting that this is not my house.
Space. Yeah.
It's not, and even not and even I, when you know, not my house.
You know, after a one night stand,
okay.
No, but listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
After a one night stand, at that person's house, everything just tells you it's not your house.
Mm.
You go to the bathroom, there's no toothbrush, there's nothing. It tells you.
Mm.
And Tina, with African culture, there's a reason why we were told.
Mm.
We hang out with Ayanda Vrota, and I asked you guys to send your voice notes, and we want to hear what you guys have to say.
Hey, Kakiso. It's you, me.
Ben Hector.
Well, you start.
Well, I definitely think the roles must change. I mean, if a woman is going to be at work the whole day bringing in the money, I mean, she's tired when she comes back home. So that nigga better have an apron on, with a smile, and a glass of wine. I mean, that's what's happened. She can't just come back and cook for you, iron for you. What have you been doing the whole day?
I've been in this situation before, and it didn't work like that. Like, he did nothing. Like, I'd leave the paper on the table, the bed undone, the pots empty, and I'd find them still like that. And it would be war. So, like, I agree with the fact that the roles should reverse, but some men are just really stubborn, and hence we didn't
Zulu men are stubborn.
I don't think it's Zulu
men. Mostly Zulu men.
Thank you.
You know, these guys always send us voice notes. It's Hector and Dumi. And I will not disclose where you guys are working, because chances are they won't even... They'll be like, so this is why we have these issues. Because every Wednesday at 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., you guys are just tuning into the Cliff Central. But this is who we're raising. Okay. This is the mindset that's out there.
Yeah.
And I like what Utumi is saying, is that, you know, she would go and come back, leave the newspaper there, or leave the bed undone, and still find it the same way. Sikhulise kanjani as abafana. Are we losing that? And now, obviously, the relationship did not last, because if ugumfana khulise like your husband, where, you know, you'd come back home and uzothola yonke into say right, angithi kutliniwe kwenzweni. Are we being? Is there a message coming from the 50s? in how you contain a relationship, because that relationship didn't work just purely because of that. Possibly.
Mina ngicela nje ukwazi uma wedo.
Yeah.
Without the wife, without the girlfriend, how do you carry yourself? Like, would you honestly, and I'm sure there are some who do it, but I'm just saying, for me, any guy, even if I don't live with him, even if I'm not married to him, but any guy who's not going to make his bed when he leaves the house, or even when he comes back, if those kind of things don't bother him,
yeah,
then wena nje uphelele, we awudingi nokuthi uzu xakwe nayi mina, we xakekile wena, like xakekile,
yeah, yeah,
so for me it's
but
it's,
what love is blind.
love. Because it's not blind, masafanele kwenzeke into zakhona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And,
it's blind mangabe kunezinto ongayithandi.
Yeah.
You know? But masafanele mangunezinto oyifunayo, it's not blind. Let it be blind. When if it's blind, it's blind. Let it be blind all over.
Phela lezinto lezi as bekangi suggest ngibili. They don't care whether you cooked or you didn't cook. They don't care which the dishes are dirty. That love, that kind of loving.
It's unbalanced.
It's
unbalanced.
Yeah.
Unbalanced. But I mean, I mean, like I said, I mean, this is a bigger issue.
Yeah.
This is a bigger issue than just about role reversal. This is an issue about how we got to the place where patriarchy is as dominant as it is in today's world, in today's society.
Yeah.
It's also about how patriarchy also itself perpetuates a certain kind of thinking for young girls, for young women. Uh-huh. Because women, young girls are saying, ah, vele, I don't need to work. And you fall straight into the trap of exactly that which patriarchy is set up to serve.
What do you think is the solution? I wanna wrap this thing up because I wanna ask you,
you know. Some of the
yeah.
You know, let's start afresh. I don't if you are to eradicate sexism ideology, if you are to eradicate misogyny and chauvinistic thinking,
then let's release all the atom bombs. Is that what you're saying? Start afresh.
Let's start afresh. But maybe realistically.
Yeah.
We want a young kinto in a source.
Yeah.
Song is in the last somewhere.
Yeah.
What people don't understand is that the leadership
yeah.
of any country
yeah.
sets the tone
yeah.
for how people behave.
Mm-hmm.
You see how men behave today.
Yeah.
You must look at the leadership
yeah.
of this country.
Yeah.
You want to see how men behaved 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Look at the leadership back then.
Yeah.
You want to see how men behaved in Mandela's time?
Yeah.
Look at the leadership back then.
And the woman?
The woman kind of...
Sorry,
just
I just had to throw that in. Yeah. I want to balance kind of, it.
You should. But I just think...
You look at women, look at the leadership women. Today.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at the woman Mandela time, look at the leadership today.
Leadership.
It boils down to leadership.
Leadership. But at all levels.
So, in reality, so realistically, you're saying let's change leadership.
No, I didn't say let's
change leadership. Are you calling for.
I'm not saying let's change leadership.
Yeah.
But I am saying that the leadership sets the tone for how men in that country behave,
yeah.
how females in that country behave.
Mm-hmm.
But I think. Even more realistically than just leadership of the country.
Yeah.
It's how we set the system up in the home.
Yeah.
How we set the system up in the home.
You know, I say, Mina Ayanda, as a solution, I say, you know, relationships are about communication.
Mm.
And I'll go back to what you said.
Mm.
If we talk about it and if we run it our own way, without having to have an expectation or uguti, this is what you must do, this is what you must do. Maybe let's just communicate it.
Mm.
And I see a lot of young people, you know, young married couples, and I'm speaking on my behalf, where they actually go to marriage counselors.
Mm.
And I find that after they come back, they never come back the same. They come back actually with more problems because I feel like marriage counselors, some of them, they impose, you know, their ideologies onto other people's marriages.
I disagree.
Because if I go to, let's say, a marriage counselor who is, you know, then it becomes a problem. And we don't have the quality of marriage counselors anymore.
Maybe. But I'll say the bit that disagrees with that in me is the fact that I think marriage counseling, any platform that gives you an opportunity to talk will unearth things that you yourself did not even know you were thinking or you felt. And they will unearth things for your partner that you didn't know existed. And when these problems now start coming to the fore, you're like, "Hi bo,
you know what I mean?
Because you're like, "Love, but you didn't tell me that."
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's
because
what
sometimes
it is. So for
you guys
me,
make
it's the
it
constant
difficult for
communication.
Us to tell you stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the constant.
And both men and women, we can be, you know, we can make it difficult for you to say something.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hi, Ayanda. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for inviting
me. We've been having fun. What are you busy with? What are you, you know, what's Ayanda when she leaves here and going forward this year? What does this year have in store for you?
This year has a lot of things in store for me. I think last year definitely was a year of reawakening.
Yeah.
A lot of clarity. Uh-huh. It's interesting we're talking about this because I was very much a feminist before I got married.
Yeah.
And then I got married and lost myself.
Yeah.
And then at some point I turned around and I was like, dude, this is not me. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah.
This is not me. So for me, this has been a journey. I always call it the journey of unbecoming to become, because it's unbecoming everything that the world ever told me I was, so that I can become that which I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
So for me this year, a lot of clarity, a lot of things. I'm putting a lot of energy into the business, one. But things that I'm passionate about, like the conversations around issues that women have in corporate.
Yeah.
I come from a corporate background.
Yes.
And I'm passionate about issues that happen in corporate.
Yeah.
It's always been one of my things. In corporate, we kind of sugarcoat isn't because we have boxes to tick.
Yeah.
And so we don't delve into the issues and we don't really assist people with their problems.
Yeah.
And I'm always one who says sometimes you don't really need a life coach.
Yeah.
You don't really need a psychologist.
Need
You just need to process. Mama was the next door.
Yeah.
You just need to process. And I'm saying, through the movement, which is a program that this friend of mine and I have come up together with, that we're presenting to corporates and saying, we're giving you a platform where women can start engaging and dialoguing about the issues that affect them.
Yeah.
And there are many big corporates that we're talking to right now. And
yeah.
I'm very excited about that. And
these
of course,
are stuff for men because you know I'm passionate about men.
I've been asked to put something together for men as well.
Really need to talk.
Yeah. Men do need to talk.
Yeah.
You're right. Men do need to talk. But I definitely want to be bringing out, I think most people know now that I'm working on the movie Nandi, which is Storiska Mama, Umama Gashaga, Ndovgaz.
Yes.
And I feel very strongly about that. Feel strongly because, again, she's one of the most important parts of our history that we just don't know enough about.
Yeah.
And I feel it's a deliberate attempt.
I can't wait for the film.
To not celebrate it.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this was Shaga's advisor.
Yes.
You know, the greatest empire that ever existed in Africa.
Yeah.
The Zulu nation.
Yeah.
This woman was the one behind.
Advisor. Yeah. Behind every great man.
Behind. You understand what I'm trying to say? Right, no, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we're not celebrating this woman enough. And so we're busy. We're in development around that and already sourcing funding. And for me, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And what this has done is it's birthed another idea, which is to bring out at least one film every year which talks to female issues.
Yes.
But.
And not the Tyler
Perry. By the conversations.
Yeah. I'm going to have a film that's going to talk about man issues.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please do that.
So it would be nice, Uguti, when your
collaborate.
Film comes out.
Yeah, and it's also the year of collaborations.
The year of collaborations.
The year of collaborations. The power of collaborations. Let's do more together. You know,
where do we
let's
find do you on together. Social media? Tell us.
I'm on Instagram. I'm not a social media person. I am on WhatsApp for those of you who have my number. But
yeah.
I'm on Instagram at Ayanda Boroto, no underscore Ayanda Boroto.
Boroto.
Yeah,
that's just what it is. At Ayanda Boroto. And that's, I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on Facebook. Just definitely on Instagram. But I'm sure once we start having these conversations, I'll definitely
Have to get onto those kind of
Twitter
platforms.
And
well, thank you very much for coming on
thank
to the
you!
Show, ladies and gentlemen. That was Ayanda Boroto and myself, Kagiso Modupi, on Unleashed every Wednesday from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. You can catch us by streaming us live on cliffcentral.com. So till next week, we will meet you your favorite hour of the week. Shout out to Nigeria, shout out to Botswana, shout out to Namibia, Zambia, the UK.
Man.
We see you guys and all the way in Dubai.
Yeah.
We are out.
Thank you. Black excellence all the way. I love it.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
CliffCentral.com.